A lawsuit filed by the ACLU of Pennsylvania, alleging First Amendment rights and due process violations by the Souderton Area School District, continues. WHYY's Emily Neal has the latest on the legal action stemming from controversy over board member Bill Formica's lewd social media comment about then-Vice President Kamala Harris.
A judge says a temporary restraining order the ACLU of Pennsylvania filed in November is no longer relevant. The motion requested that the court prohibit the district from banning two parents and a former student from attending school board meetings. The plaintiffs had verbally confronted a school board member after a meeting in September to express criticism of Formica. The district lifted the ban in March. Sarah Rose is the deputy legal director for the ACLU of Pennsylvania. She says the three plaintiffs are still seeking damages over the ban, while other plaintiffs are requesting the judge prohibit the district from banning demonstrations on school grounds ahead of school board meetings.
We think that there's a pretty strong First Amendment protection for demonstrating. You know, it's public property. It's at a public event. Open to the public. People should have a right to express their views before school board meetings and shouldn't be, you know, confined to sort of the sides of the road like Souderton had been doing.
The lawsuit also argues that the district cannot require IDs for people to attend school board meetings. The district briefly introduced the policy last fall and has since dropped the requirement. The district said it has no comment as the case is in litigation. Emily Neal, WHYY News.